Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at the leadership traits of, well, a pretty fascinating individual. And I'll give you a hint right up front. This isn't some CEO or politician we're going to be dissecting.
No, nothing like that.
This leader comes from a world of, starships and diplomacy, a universe where humanity's kind of, moved beyond all its old squabbles and reached out to the galaxy.
Yeah.
And in doing so, of course, encountered all sorts of new species and challenges, right?
Exactly. And it's amazing how fiction can sort of hold up a mirror to, I guess you could say, our own aspirations. And this character, even though they're from, this sci-fi setting, they have a lot to teach us about leadership, especially in a world that's, well, let's be honest, increasingly complex and interconnected, like ours is today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, try to imagine, if you will, a world where humanity has basically moved past its differences.
Right.
We've formed some kind of federation of planets, and we're boldly exploring the vastness of space. Now, our mystery person operates right in the heart of all that, dealing with new cultures, new technologies, and of course, new threats.
Oh, yeah. And that's what makes this character so intriguing, I mean, they're not just facing off against some villain with, a laser gun or something. It's more than that. They're navigating this whole web of diplomacy, ethics, and interstellar politics. It's high stakes, for sure, where one wrong move could have ripple effects across civilizations, right?
For sure. It's a lot of pressure. And here's the thing. Despite all that pressure, this person, they never seem to lose their cool. They're described as incredibly calm, thoughtful, always focused on the bigger picture. It's almost like they're playing a game of, 4D chess while everyone else is, struggling with checkers or something.
Right. And there's this scene, I don't want to give away too much, but they're faced with this decision that could literally change the course of history. And what do? They don't just react all impulsively,
No. They pause. They reflect. They actually weigh the potential consequences. It's a masterclass in strategic thinking, really.
Yeah, that's a good point. It makes me think about, those what-if moments we all have in life. The paths not taken, the choices we regret. And, well, there's actually an episode where this character gets to experience a different version of their own life, one where they made different choices. And what they learn from that, it's incredibly powerful. Like, they got to see what their life would have been like if they'd done things differently.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really fascinating is how this introspection, it doesn't paralyze them. It actually informs their leadership. They aren't afraid to learn from their mistakes, to adjust their course based on new information. That's a quality I think we could all benefit from, right? Oh, absolutely, because it's so easy to get stuck in our own ways, think we have all the answers. But this leader, even though they're obviously brilliant, they're always open to learning, to growing, to seeking advice from others.
And that's another thing, their trust in their team. They get that they can't do everything themselves. So they delegate responsibility, empower those around them. It's not about just barking orders. It's about building a shared vision and working together to achieve it.
That's huge. I mean, for a leader in any era, that's huge.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll get into more of that later. So where were we? Yes. We were talking about this leader from, a popular sci-fi show and how they embody so many qualities that we really admire, I think, in real life leaders, right? Like staying calm when things get crazy, thinking strategically, and that deep commitment to their team, all those things we talked about.
Right. And we can't forget about their how they handle these super complex situations, right, with grace and diplomacy.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We're talking about a whole universe where they're bumping into alien species with totally different values and customs. It's easy to fall into that us versus them kind of thinking.
Yeah.
But this leader, they always seem to find a way to, build bridges and find some common ground.
It's like they've got this, this innate sense of empathy, this ability to actually see things from different perspectives. And there's this one scene, it really stuck with me, where they're, mediating a conflict between two warring factions. And instead of just, imposing their own will or picking sides, they actually listen. Try to understand the root of the conflict, and ultimately help those two groups find a way towards peace.
That's powerful. It really is. It's a powerful example of how, effective leadership isn't about force or dominance. It's about understanding, compassion, willingness to find solutions that actually benefit everyone, right? Makes you think about the conflicts we see in our own world, doesn't it?
It really does. Makes you wonder, what if our own leaders, the real ones, approach things, international relations and all that, with that same kind of empathy and understanding.
Yeah. Good point. Okay, so we've talked about those leaders,
Yeah.
Their calm demeanor, their strategic thinking, their diplomatic skills,
yeah.
their empathy, right? But there's this other layer to their character that I find really interesting, their relationship with history.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The source material definitely mentions how fascinated they are by the past, particularly the lessons we can learn from, well, you know, those who came before us.
It's not just a casual interest either. It's like a core part of their leadership, their philosophy. It's like they see history as this this vast library of knowledge and wisdom, and they can like draw on that to navigate the challenges they face, you know, today.
Exactly. And that's what really sets them apart, I think, from so many other leaders in fiction and in real life. It's like they have this long-term perspective. They understand that, well, the decisions they make today will have these, you know, repercussions for generations to come. They're not just thinking about the immediate crisis, you know what I mean? They're thinking about the legacy they're leaving behind.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How often we get caught up in the short term, like the urgency of the moment,
yeah.
right? And we forget that humanity has been grappling with these same big questions, the same fundamental challenges for centuries. I mean, war, peace, justice, equality, all of that.
And that's why I think this character's fascination with history is so relevant. It's like they recognize that the past isn't just some collection of dusty old stories or something. It's more like a roadmap for navigating the complexities of, well, of being human, a source of wisdom that can guide us towards a better future, right?
Yep.
So I guess as we keep going with this deep dive into this leader's traits, it's worth asking ourselves, like, how can we cultivate that same kind of long-term perspective in our own lives?
Yeah.
How can we actually learn from the mistakes and the triumphs of the past,
yeah.
right, to make better decisions today?
That's a great question to ask, and it's something we'll dig into a bit more, I think, as we get into the final piece of this whole puzzle, so to speak.
Yeah.
There's a specific event in this leader's past that, well, that really shaped their approach to leadership, and it's a story that really reveals the human side of this, well, the seemingly perfect individual, their vulnerabilities, their doubts, the lessons they learn from facing their own personal demons, you could say.
Okay, I'm hooked. Lay it on me. Okay, so we've spent this whole deep dive exploring these amazing leadership qualities, right? Someone who's operating in this world of interstellar diplomacy. And, I mean, they're dealing with some serious moral dilemmas out there. They're calm, strategic, deeply empathetic, and they have this whole connection to history. It's fascinating. But as we wrap this up, you mentioned an event that really shaped their leadership style. I'm really curious to hear about that.
Yeah. This is where things get really interesting, I think, because it shows us that even the most seemingly perfect leaders, right, they have their flaws.
Yeah.
And sometimes those flaws can actually become strengths. You know, the source material kind of hints at this past experience where this individual was put in the situation, this no-win situation, really, where it tested their values, their beliefs, their very sense of self, you know.
Okay. So without, you know, spoiling too much, can you tell us a bit more about what happened? Like, what kind of situation are we talking about here?
Well, imagine, right, being in a position where you have to make a choice with no easy answers, where every option leads to some kind of compromise, some kind of loss. And that's the dilemma this leader faced. And that decision, well, it had some serious consequences, consequences that they still carry with them, you know, to this day.
That's what makes them so relatable, though, right? They're not just this, like, infallible superhero. They're human. They've made mistakes, struggled with doubt, regret, all of that.
Mm.
And yet they've managed to turn those experiences into, you know, fuel for their leadership. It's pretty amazing.
Exactly. They learned from their past. They grew from those mistakes. And honestly, they came out even stronger, more resilient because of it. It's like a reminder that leadership isn't about being perfect. It's about having the courage to face those flaws, learn from them, and use those lessons to guide you, you know?
So the big question, right? Are you ready to tell us who we've been talking about this whole time?
I think so. Think back to everything we've discussed, that calm demeanor, the strategic mind, the deep respect for history, the ability to connect with people from all walks of life, really, the willingness to learn from mistakes. All of that points to someone who, well, they might not be a captain, but they embody the very essence of leadership in this complex and ever-changing universe. Sound familiar?
I think I know who you're talking about. But for our listeners who might not have caught on yet, we've been exploring the leadership qualities of a character from this super popular sci-fi series, right? About humanity's future out there among the stars. Any guesses?
If you guessed Jean-Luc Picard, you nailed it. But even if you didn't get it, that's okay. The point of this deep dive wasn't just to play a guessing game, right? It was more about exploring these timeless qualities of leadership that we can all learn from no matter what we do or where we come from.
Exactly. Whether you're, you know, leading a team at work, navigating some family drama, or just trying to be a better person, the lessons we've talked about today, they apply to all of that.
Absolutely. So think about the leaders you admire, the real ones and the fictional ones. What qualities do they have that really inspire you? And how can you, you know, cultivate those same qualities in your own life? That's the challenge I leave you with.
That's a good one. And remember, leadership, it's not about titles or positions. It's about character, integrity, and that willingness to have a positive impact, right, on the world around you. And as we've seen, those qualities, they can be found in some pretty unexpected places, even in the vast reaches of space.
Mm-hmm.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep leading with courage, compassion, and don't forget that deep respect for the past. That's all for this deep dive. Until next time.